This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family, his companions, and his followers until the Day of Judgment, and all the prophets and messengers and their followers. Welcome to a new episode in your program, Islam Q&A. This is Waleed Bassiouni, the Vice President of Al Maghrib Institute, and also a member of the Fatwa and Research Committee in the Assembly of Muslim Jurists in North America. I welcome you, and I'm looking forward to hear your questions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us tawfiq. So we'll start, inshallah, with the first caller. Yes?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sheikh, I have a question. I'm interested in a job, and the job is with a company who are a financial services company, and it's nothing to do with making money for them. It's more about working in their IT department, so it's completely separate. And I'm not sure if it's halal or if it's not allowed to do that. And I've done istikhara, and I've not received any sort of signal or signs yet. So I just wanted to ask your advice, inshallah.
So what kind of company, what kind of business this company do?
They're called Lease Plan, and they provide leasing for cars to sort of personal and businesses. So they provide cars to, you know, everybody, but they just, their main business is leasing, and they are half owned by a bank. So this is where I'm confused, and I'm not sure if it's, even though it's nothing to do with making money or receiving interest, it's purely working in their IT department.
Okay. But first of all, I would like to thank you for asking about the resource of your money and your wealth to make sure it is halal, and also for practicing a sunnah from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is istikhara, prayer. To ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide you and to support you in your choice. As for your job as an IT personnel in this company, I don't see, inshallah, a harm of this work, because mainly your job will be related to the car that they sells or the system that they build. And inshallah ta'ala, no harm for you to take this job. As for istikhara prayer, you're not necessarily to receive any sign. But istikhara is basically you pray istikhara to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to support you in your choice and to make your choice blessed and so forth. So there is nothing in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam suggests that when you pray istikhara you're supposed to see a dream or a sign or anything like that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you tawfiq. Let's take next caller.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yeah, I've got two questions, please.
Okay.
The first question is, if you had a dream and you see like cook food stuff or raw cook stuff, is it okay for you to wake up and then you cook this food and share to friends and family, or you give away the raw food that you've seen in your dream?
Okay.
And the second question is, like this morning, I had intention of fasting, and while I was finishing my weekly prayer, I had yazan, and I'm a sick person that lives on medication. So, but what I normally do is I always take the medication you know, before the dawn. So whilst I was praying, I had the azan, so I just dashed to my medication and took this medicine. But I didn't, I continued my fasting. So I don't know whether my fasting has been valid for today. I've been worried.
Did you take the medication while the azan still going on or after?
Yeah, as soon as the azan started, I just took the medication and my water.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. The sister is asking about a dream. If she's seeing his dream, like she cooking certain type of food, would it be correct for her to cook that food and give from it to neighbors and family and so forth? Not necessarily, if you see that in your dream, to do so, but cooking food and share it and feeding the hungry or feeding people and offer them food, it's an act of worship. It's an act of worship. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as reported in Tirmidhi and others, that he said one of the things that raise your level in paradise, it'am al-ta'am, that you feed people. And Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu arda used to say, to gather my friends and serve them food and provide food for my friends is more beloved to my heart than staying in the masjid for a whole entire month. So cooking food and sharing it, it is an act of worship. It's an act of worship. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to tell his wives, when he sees them cooking, he said, add more water to the sauce or to the soup that you're making so you can share it with others. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the believers by saying, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ, that they provide food to others, مِسْكِينَ, and they give this food to whom? مِسْكِينَ وَيَتِيمَ وَأَسِيرَ, they give it to the orphan, to the asir, and to the poor people. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala said that this verse, it shows us that we give food to the Muslim and to the non-Muslim, which is the asir, is basically going to be somebody who's not Muslim. So feeding or providing food to others is such a great act of worship. But it has nothing to do really with your dream that you had. As for the second question regarding the sister said she was praying her witr, Jazallah Khair, before Fajr, and she was planning to fast. As soon as she heard the adhan, she rushed to take her medication. Is her fasting valid? Yes, your fasting is valid and correct, inshallah ta'ala. It's been reported from Hadith Anas that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and also the same statement stated by companions as well after that, that if you hear the adhan, and there is something in your hand, finish it, and don't put it down if you desire it. So if you have a cup of water and you desire water, finish it. Even if you hear the adhan, then after that you can put it down. Or if there is something in your hand, you're eating it, and you hear the adhan, you finish it. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu and Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhuma did that as well. They were eating, and they heard the adhan, so they finished whatever was in their hand, even though they heard the adhan. So that's why we say that your fasting is correct, but the Muslim always try to take his medication or her medication, finish your suhoor, finish your food before the adhan. That will be, inshallah, much, much better, and to be in the safe side. But inshallah, your fasting is correct. Let's take the next caller, inshallah.
As-salamu alaykum, Sheikh.
Wa alaykum as-salamu alaykum.
Sheikh, my question is, we all know that praying in Haram Sharif give you thousands prayer reward, or more than that. So if a person missed his 1 year, 2 years prayers, and he's in Haram Sharif and he's praying, is that covers what he missed as a reward, or is something different? Is when we say, oh, I got thousands prayer reward, is it different than missing a prayer cannot be match the reward which you praying in the other mosques like Haram Sharif or Medina or in Masjid Al-Aqsa?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Free question. This brother asking about if I missed prayers during my lifetime, let's say somebody wasn't praying for a year or two, which is no doubt a great sin, because prayer is one of the pillars of Islam and the Muslim should not miss the prayer. But if it happened that somebody missed prayers, would he be able to make up these prayers that he missed by going to Mecca and praying? Because as we know, one prayer in Mecca will be equal to 100,000 prayers. This 100,000 prayers, in reward, as if you prayed all these prayers, but it doesn't go back and make up the prayers that you missed. The only thing you need to do is to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the dhuhr and the asr and the maghrib and the isha and the fajr of, let's say, December 1st, 2008, it was obligated on you and you missed it intentionally or being lazy at that day or whatever reason that you missed the salat at that day. Either you have to make up the prayers of these days that you missed, or basically you just make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for making up the missed prayers, al-ulama, they have two positions. Some of them said you have to identify all the prayers that you have missed, Then you have to make them up, all of them, later on. Because it is still wajib on you, even if you missed it, but still wajib on you, these prayers, you have to make it up. So you will pray Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, then Fajr, Dhuhr, Maghrib, until you cover all the days that you missed. And you can say, for example, I missed 1,000 prayers, so that will be basically what you have to do over the course of next month or two or three, whatever days it's going to take you to do that. But I don't take that position among, I go with the other opinion among the scholars, which is the choice of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah and others, that all what you need, if you have left the salat intentionally, for a while, there is nothing you can do to make up the salat. Because making up the salat was legislated for those who left the salat for a valid reason, not for those who left the salat intentionally. Those who left the salat intentionally, we're not aware of anything in the Sharia. I was legislated to allow them to make up this salat that they left it intentionally. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Man nama an salatin aw nasiha." If you forgot about the prayer or you overslept, when you wake up, when you remember, you can make the salat. You can make up the salat. So here you make it up because you have left it for a valid reason. But nothing in the Sharia said somebody leave it intentionally, then later on he can make it up. No, actually you have missed that. You have to deal with that when you will be judged in the Day of Judgment. And the only way to make up this prayer is by repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is by making a clear tawbah, and that you make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala see you praying on time, praying according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, enjoying the prayer, doing a lot of extra volunteer prayers. That's what is good for you. Because the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and the hadith reported by Tirmidhi and others, then in the Day of Judgment, the first thing it will be looked at in your records when it comes to the act of worship, it will be as-salat. So if it's complete, Allah will order the angel to look to the other chapters. But if it's incomplete, Allah will ask the angel, look, if he has any volunteer prayers that can make up the missed prayers. So here the advice will be that you do as much as you can, volunteer prayers, make sure that you pray on time and you do all your prayer correct now, and that will be sufficient, inshallah ta'ala, for you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Let's take our next caller.
Wa
alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
I wanted to ask if space was real, and that if there's other planets apart from Earth.
If space is real, is that what your question is?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you mean by space?
Space, like outer space.
Like space, like... like where spaceships goes and
like the other planets like Mercury, Mars, Jupiter.
Okay, thank you. The sister asking about the space and other planets exist in the universe. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to look at the heavens and to look at the stars, the sun, the moon, and all the creatures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created are in the, what we call, the space. And this is a science, and it's fact, and you basically you study it. There is fields and degrees you can earn in this area, and Muslims, alhamdulillah, have contributed a lot in this area in a very early stage in human civilization. Yes, it is real. Yes, it exists, and you can see it with your own eyes. You can go to so many places. I would assume even here there's many places you can see it in your area where telescopes, and you can go look at the stars, look at the moon and the moons that it's related to other planets and so forth. Yes. Next caller.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Sheikh, I have two questions for you. The first one is it allowed to keep any photos of yourself or your family in your email or to show like any of your relatives? Just to keep it in your email, not in your phone. The second one question is it allowed to pray all the sunnah of the day in one time? If you don't have any time to pray the sunnah, but you have time to pray the wajib, but you don't have time to pray the sunnah, is it okay to pray all the sunnah in one time? And witrin kul hal inshallah. Jazakallah khair.
Wa iyyakum inshallah. Jazakallah khairan. The brother asked two questions. First one is related to pictures. Can you keep it in your email? Can you keep it in your email? Digital pictures. The strongest opinion among the scholars, we don't consider it among the images that it is haram in Islam, unless that image itself, it's an image of something not proper, like somebody showing their aura or something like that, or a nude person. If the image itself, it is something bad, it is bad because of the image. But as a picture that you have, a digital pictures, doesn't take what we call a taswir, which is making a pictures. Because taking photos by cameras or by cell phones or whatever digital you have, it will not be considered making a pictures, because this is just freezing the reflection of your image on the lens, like the way you see me right now. You know, there is a camera in front of me, and it shows the reflection of my image in your TV screen. The same thing with the digital cameras or your cell phones and so forth. So taking pictures like this are permissible, as long as the thing that you take picture of, it is halal. That's number one. Number two, as long as you don't display these pictures, it will be okay, because the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said angels will not enter a house where images are displayed. لا تدخل الملائكة بيت فيه كلب ولا صورة. And that was also related to an incident when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered and he saw Aisha. She had a curtain in her house, and in this curtain تصاوير, images drawn on that curtain. So it was displayed. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered her to put it down. So inshallah, there is no harm to keep these images and pictures in your cell phone or in your email, or even in albums if there is need for them, as long as you don't display them. As for making up the volunteer prayers, An-Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam have made up once his witr, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have made us also one time the sunnah of the dhuhr prayer. So you can make up the sunnah if you missed it, but to regulate that you do it all the time, all for them together, I don't know if this will be a correct thing. But if it's happened sometimes that you miss it, that will be fine to make it up later on. So let's say now where the time, you don't have much time to make the prayer because of work time, and you can do it later on in the night, I don't see, inshallah, a harm with that, as long as you don't regulate that. I think we're going to go to a break right now, and we will continue taking your questions after the break, inshallah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to your daily show, Islam Q&A. And now we'll go, inshallah, to take the next caller.
Hello, assalamu
alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I want to ask one question, please.
Go ahead.
You know when you go Hajj, you when you come back, you're sinless.
Okay.
And then what if you want to do for somebody else? What's the result?
When
someone dies, and then you want to pray for them, and then you come back from Hijra.
Want to do Hijra for that
person. So what is your question?
Basically, when you do, when someone's dead, and then you do a Hajj for them, and then when you come back, what happens?
Oh, okay. Thank you. I think we can take another caller as well. The next caller, so we can answer. The control, can we take the next caller?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hi, I've recently found out that inside ketchups and mayonnaise, there's spirit vinegar. And spirit vinegar happens to be a type of alcohol. And I would like to know whether if you're allowed to eat ketchup and mayonnaise with chips and stuff.
There is anything specific that raised doubt for you about ketchup and mayonnaise and chips?
On the labels and on the ingredients, it says is a type of alcohol. Spirit vinegar is a type of alcohol.
Okay.
And they use a small amount to put it inside ketchup and mayos in mayonnaise. And I know that alcohol is haram to take in. But would that mean that we're not allowed to eat ketchup and mayonnaise then?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Ma'am.
The first caller, she was asking about Hajj. If the sister was saying, if you do a Hajj on behalf of someone, we know that if you do Hajj yourself, you became sinless. So if I do Hajj on behalf of someone who passed away, does that mean all that person's sins will be wiped out? All his sins will be forgiven? It doesn't seem to be that way, but I hope, inshallah, that person's sins will be forgiven. But when you make Hajj on behalf of someone, it means you fulfill the obligations that it was on that person. So that person was supposed to make Hajj. He was obligated to perform Hajj. And you have done that obligation on his or her behalf or her behalf. And also, let us make sure to remember that the Prophet ﷺ said that the one who performed Hajj mabrur, the one who performed Hajj without committing any type of fusuq, sins, or arguing, he made the Hajj correctly, perfectly, with a lot of good deeds in it, that the person who has sins will be forgiven. Not just every Hajj, it will forgive all your sins and you come back as a newborn, sinless. That's one thing to keep in mind. But what I understand from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if somebody make it on behalf of someone else, he just removed the obligation that it was made on the persons by fulfilling that rukun, that pillars of Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. As for the second questions about spirit vinegar or a vinegar that made of alcohol, and you see this as an ingredient in ketchup or mayonnaise or certain chips or anything like that, vinegar is halal. And vinegar is a status comes after being, it basically, if you have a grape or whatever the vinegar coming from, it will go through stages. And one of these stages, it will become like alcohol. Then after that, it will turn to be khal. It will be turned to be a vinegar because it will change completely. vinegar, no matter how much you drink from it, it will not be considered khamr. It will not, you cannot lose your mind, or I mean, intoxicate you, because it is different than alcohol, even though it came from al-khamr. So that's why we say it's permissible to use such vinegar. It's permissible for you to eat or to use ketchup or mayonnaise or chips that it has such ingredients, inshallah ta'ala. Yes, let's see, take the next caller.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sheikh, can you interpret, basically I've had a dream, a non-Muslim reciting the Quran, and then I've had another dream, a female reciting the Quran. Would you be able to interpret that for me?
Well, I'm not, I don't interpret dreams online. That's not something I am specialized on.
Okay, that's
sorry.
Fine,
sorry about that.
Assalamu alaikum.
Let's take the next caller.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Oh yeah, brother, I just wanted to ask, you know the way Islamically you're not allowed to display, like have a picture of you around the house? Is it allowed for you to have that on Facebook, like as a girl?
Okay. That's your question?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
The sister asking if it's permissible for a girl to have her pictures in her profile. If you put your picture in your profile, I don't say it is haram to have your pictures as a profile, as long as this picture, you having your hijab on, and the pose in the picture is a proper, inshallah ta'ala, there is no harm of having a picture of a female in her profile, as long as she wear hijab, and also as long as she have a proper pose in the picture. Yes, let's take the next caller. Next caller.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Brother, I was just going to ask you for advice because we're having a family dispute over my grandma's death. My grandma passed away and then did not leave a will, just a big around $15,000 and that. So then basically we wanted to know, so if my mom and her sisters would be able to use that money and get a charity, like put it into charity, or would they have to find a source of like a man or something, because my grandma didn't have a brother and like she didn't have a son and that to obviously take control of that. So what is the best thing for us to do? She only has a half brother.
So your grandmother passed away.
Yeah.
And she left $50,000, you said, or amount of money?
$15,000, but not in a will or anything, just in her room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, there is anything else?
Yeah, so we just wanted to know what is the best thing for us to do, because my mom and her other sister don't want nothing to do with the money, just to put it in charity so she can get Achar out of it. But the other sister wants a part of the money, and then we was told by someone else that a man should only be able to have the money, like a man started to do like my grandma's brother or my grandma or something, but she didn't have no male figure. So we just wanted to know what's the best thing for us to do, brother.
Okay, let's take the next caller as well.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you please turn the TV down so I can hear you clearly? Because I can hear the echo.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. I can hear you. Just make sure that you turn your TV down. I'm sorry. Next caller, because I had a hard time to hear the sister. Okay? Next caller.
Hello. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sheikh, I just want to ask you a quick question. Did our prophet in any time of his life wear rings, what they so-called akik stone, the black stone in his finger as a ring? Can you wear it, or is there any hadith to it, or can you just throw some light onto that, please?
Can you repeat your questions again, please?
You know, sometimes you wear rings, you see men wearing the black stone kind of rings.
Okay.
Like an akik stone.
They call
it akik, I don't know if it's the right name for it.
Okay.
Can a man wear that in a silver, sort of like embroidered in silver? Or did our prophet ever wear any ring at all? And if he did, what kind of stone did he wear it?
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's the question.
Thank you very much. I'll take also the next caller. Do you have a next caller?
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yes, Sheikh, I've got a question. It is quite private. Is it okay if I call you after the show, please?
Yeah, you can call the control. Inshallah, and they connect you to me. I'll be happy to answer your question.
Okay, so is it the same number I have to dial again?
The control will take you. You will basically take your information right now. I'll take the next caller.
Hello.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you please turn down your TV? Because I can hear the echo of my voice.
Turn down your TV because I can hear the echo.
Okay. I did that. Hello, brother. I want to ask you one question, which is I'm a resident of this country. Brother, often when I go shopping for try to buy a meat, there is a Muslim shop, you know, when I go to halal shop, there is some shops that who sell qamr. And that's really sometimes question me, make question in my head, say that, is this really, these people understand, are they really selling halal meat? Because when some Muslim person, they should know qamr is haram. So they sell in qamr, you know, beside of the shop.
Okay.
And it make left question in my head, and I'm, you know, sometimes think that, am I really buying halal meat from these people? Do they really know halal? So what should I do? What do you think?
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. I'll take also one more call. Okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sheikh.
Alaikum salam.
Sheikh, I had a question. I wanted to know, is it allowed for us to pray the two rakat before the sunnah, the two rakat sunnah, before Fajr and after Fajr, just, you know, after the sunrise? Are we allowed after the sunrise to pray two sunnah before and after? Inshallah, jazakallah.
So say that again, your question. Say your question again.
My question is, you know, they say two sunnah before Fajr and after Fajr, or four after Fajr if you wish to. But after the sun has risen, you know, after sunrise, are we allowed to pray these two sunnah before we pray the Fajr? Or we pray the two sunnah, we go straight to the Fajr because the sun has already risen. But are we allowed to pray two sunnah after we pray the two Fajr?
Okay. Okay. Let's answer some of these questions. As for the first question, this is we're asking about someone passed away and left $15,000 or what's worth of $15,000. When it comes to inheritance, usually we don't give answers like this on the phone because we have something called حصر التركة. We have to know exactly all the family members of the deceased, if there is a will or not. And I think the sister said there is no will. So if there is no will, we need to know exactly who are the relatives that they are alive now, so we can divide the inheritance to all of them. if this person has no relatives at all, the money should be basically distributed according to an imam al-masjid or the markaz or the Islamic center. But I don't know, according to the law, if she doesn't have any well, I don't know if even they will have access to her wealth. But if there is any one of her family members, go to the imam of the masjid, tell them the name of the basically the relatives who are alive, and they will tell you how to just divide the inheritance. As for charities, it can be given if there is a will. She can give from the of her money to charity, one-third of the money only to the charity. That in the case of a will. If there is no will, no, the whole entire amount should be divided to the living members of her family, according to the Sharia. As for wearing a ring with a black stone in it, there is nothing wrong with that. You can do that. There is no proof that black stones has to do with that, with black magic or anything like that. You can wear a stone black or any color that you want. Also, there is a question about the sister who said, I go to stores and they sell to buy halal meat, and at the same time these stores sell alcohol. Make her questions. It is really selling halal meat. There is no contradiction. There is no contradiction in a sense. They might really sell halal meat, certified halal meat, but they also doing this sin, which is selling alcohol. And no doubt, my brothers and sisters, that selling alcohol, it's a major sin. The Prophet ﷺ cursed those who carry it, cursed those who sell it, cursed those who purchase it. So you don't want to be part of that, of a curse of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no barakah in your money. And by the way, it does not justify for you that you sell it to non-Muslims. Non-Muslim. Alcohol responsible for collecting the life of so many innocent people in our society and community. And the thing that you really, I hate to see, that we as a Muslim community contribute to the spread of alcohol. Ummul Khaba'ith, the mother of all evil. And I think we should not, as a Muslim community, to be contributed to the spread of this Ummul Khaba'ith in the society. We should be, in any society they're living in, contribute to the goodness, contribute to the purity of it, not to contribute to the evil of it. So I really encourage all my Muslim brothers and sisters who are selling alcohol to stop selling such things and to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from it. As for the last question the sister asked about praying two rak'ahs sunnah before Fajr, after Fajr, the sunnah is to pray two rak'ahs sunnah before Fajr prayer. So Fajr prayer, there is no sunnah after it. The sunnah is two rak'ahs before Fajr. That's the sunnah of the Fajr prayer. As for praying two rak'ahs after the sunrise, the Prophet ﷺ said, if you make dhikr until the sunrise, then you pray two rak'ahs, you take the reward of umrah or hajj. Perfect Umrah, perfect Hajj. But this has nothing to do with the Fajr prayer sunnahs. This is a separate thing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us good understanding of our religion, help us to practice it. And for those who didn't get chance to, for their questions to be answered, inshallah, tomorrow you will have another episode, a new episode with Islam Q&A, but with another guest speakers. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Waleed Basyuni. Make it on behalf of someone else. He just removed the obligation that it was made on the persons by fulfilling that rukun, that pillars of Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. As for the second questions about a spirit vinegar or a vinegar that made of alcohol, and you see this as an ingredient in ketchup or mayonnaise or certain chips or anything like that. Vinegar is halal. And vinegar is a status comes after being, it basically if you have a grape or whatever the vinegar coming from, it will go through stages. And one of these stages, it will become like alcohol. Then after that, it will turn to be khal. It will be turned to be a vinegar. Because it will change completely. Vinegar, no matter how much you drink from it, it will not be considered khamr. It will not, you cannot lose your mind, intoxicate you. because it is different than alcohol, even though it came from al-khamr. So that's why we say it's permissible to use such vinegar. It's permissible for you to eat or to use ketchup or mayonnaise or chips that it has such ingredients, inshallah ta'ala. Yes, let's see, take the next caller.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sheikh, can you interpret, basically I've had a dream, a non-Muslim reciting the Quran, and then I've had another dream, a female reciting the Quran. Would you be able to interpret that for me?
Well, I'm not, I don't interpret dreams online. That's not something I am specialized on.
Okay,
sorry about that. Let's take the next caller.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Oh yeah, brother, I just wanted to ask, you know the way Islamically you're not allowed to display, like have a picture of you around the house? Is it allowed for you to have that on Facebook, like as a girl?
Okay. That's your question?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
The sister asking if it's permissible for a girl to have her pictures in her profile. If you put your picture in your profile, I don't say it is haram to have your pictures as a profile, as long as this picture, you're having your hijab on and the pose in the picture is a proper, inshallah ta'ala, there is no harm of having a picture of a female in her profile, as long as she wear hijab and also as long as she have a proper pose in the picture. Yes, let's take the next caller. Next caller.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Brother, I was just going to ask you for advice because we're having a family dispute over my grandma's death. My grandma passed away and then did not leave a will, just a big around $15,000 and that. So then basically we wanted to know, so if my mom and her sisters would be able to use that money and get a charity, like put it into charity, or would they have to find a source of like a man or something? Because my grandma didn't have a brother and like she didn't have a son and that, to obviously take control of that. So what is the best thing for us to do? She only has a half-brother.
So your grandmother passed away?
Yeah.
And she left $50,000, you said? Or amount of money?
$15,000, but not in a will or anything, just in her room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, there is anything else?
So we just wanted to know what is the best thing for us to do, because my mom and her other sister don't want nothing to do with the money, just to put it in charity so she can get Achar out of it. But the other sister wants a part of the money, and then we was told by someone else that a man should only be able to have the money, like a man started to do like my grandma's brother or my grandma's something, but she didn't have no male figure. So we just wanted to know what's the best thing for us to do, brother.
Okay, let's take the next caller as well.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you please turn the TV down so I can hear you clearly? Because I can hear the echo.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, go ahead. I can hear you. Just make sure that you turn your TV down. I'm sorry. Next caller, because I had a hard time to hear the sister. Okay? Next caller.
Hello. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sheikh, I just want to ask you a quick question. Did our Prophet in any time of his life wear rings, what they so-called akik stone, the black stone in his finger as a ring? Can you wear it? Or is there any hadith to it? Or can you just throw some light onto that, please?
Can you repeat your questions again, please?
You know, sometimes you wear rings. You see men wearing the black stone kind of rings.
Okay.
Like an Akik stone.
They call
it Akik. I don't know if it's the right name for it.
Okay.
Can a man wear that in a silver, sort of like embroidered in silver? Or did our prophet ever wear any ring at all? And if he did, what kind of stone did he wear it?
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's the question.
Thank you very much. I'll take also the next caller. Do you have a next caller?
As-salamu alaykum, Sheikh.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yes, Sheikh, I've got a question. It is quite private. Is it okay if I call you after the show, please?
Yeah, you can call the control. Inshallah, and they connect you to me. I'll be happy to answer your question.
Okay, so is it the same number I have to dial again?
The control will take you. You will basically take your information right now. I'll take the next caller.
Hello. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you please turn down your TV? Because I can hear the echo of my voice.
Okay. I did that. Hello, brother. I want to ask you one question, which is I'm a resident of this country. Brother, often when I go shopping for try to buy a meat, there is a Muslim shop, you know, when I go to halal shop, there is some shops that who sell qamr, and that's really sometimes question in my head, say that, is this really, these people understand, are they really selling halal meat? Because when some Muslim person, they should know qamr is haram. So they sell in qamr, you know, beside of the shop.
Okay.
And it make left question in my head, and I'm, you know, sometimes thinking that, am I really buying halal meat from these people? Do they really know halal? So what should I do? What do you think?
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. I'll take also one more call. Okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sheikh.
Alaikum salam.
Sheikh, I had a question. I wanted to know, is it allowed for us to pray the two rakat before the sunnah, the two rakat sunnah, before Fajr and after Fajr? Just, after the sunrise? Are we allowed after the sunrise to pray two sunnah before and after? Inshallah, jazakallah.
So say that again, your question. Say your question again.
My question is, you know, they say two sunnah before Fajr and after Fajr, or four after Fajr if you wish to. But after the sun has risen, you know, after sunrise, are we allowed to pray these two sunnah before we pray the Fajr? Or we pray the two sunnah, we go straight to the Fajr because the sun has already risen. But are we allowed to pray two sunnah after we pray the two Fajr?
Okay. Let's answer some of these questions. As for the first question, this is what we're asking about. Someone passed away and left $15,000 or what's worth of $15,000. When it comes to inheritance, usually we don't give answers like this on the phone because we have something called حصر التركة. We have to know exactly all the family members of the deceased. If there is a will or not, and I think the sister said there is no will, so if there is no will, we need to know exactly who are the relatives that they are alive now, so we can divide the inheritance to all of them. If this person has no relatives at all, the money should be basically distributed according to an imam al-masjid or the markaz or the Islamic center, but I don't know, according to the law, if she doesn't have any well, I don't know if even they will have access to her wealth. But if there is any one of her family members, go to the imam of the masjid, tell them the name of the basically the relatives who are alive, and they will tell you how to just divide the inheritance. As for charities, it can be given. If there is a will, she can give from the of her money to charity, one-third of the money only to the charity. That in the case of a will. If there is no will, no, the whole entire amount should be divided to the living members of her family, according to the Sharia. As for wearing a ring with a black stone in it, there is nothing wrong with that. You can do that. There is no proof that black stones has to do with that, with black magic or anything like that. You can wear a stone black or any color that you want. Also, there is a question about the sister who said, I go to stores and they sell to buy halal meat, and at the same time these stores sells alcohol. Make her questions. It is really selling halal meat. There is no contradiction. There is no contradiction in a sense. They might really sell halal meat, certified halal meat, but they're also doing this sin, which is selling alcohol. And no doubt, my brothers and sisters, that selling alcohol, it's a major sin. The Prophet ﷺ cursed those who carry it, cursed those who sell it, cursed those who purchase it. So you don't want to be part of that, of the curse of Muhammad ﷺ. There is no barakah in your money. And by the way, it does not justify for you that you sell it to non-Muslims. Non-Muslim. Alcohol responsible for collecting the life of so many innocent people in our society and community. And the thing that you really, I hate to see, that we as a Muslim community contribute to the spread of alcohol. Ummul Khaba'ith, the mother of all evil. And I think we should not, as a Muslim community, to be contributed to the spread of this Ummul Khaba'ith in the society. We should be, in any society they're living in, contribute to the goodness, contribute to the purity of it, not to contribute to the evil of it. So I really encourage all my Muslim brothers and sisters who are selling alcohol to stop selling such things and to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from it. As for the last question the sister asked about praying two rak'ahs sunnah before Fajr, after Fajr, the sunnah is to pray two rak'ahs sunnah before Fajr prayer. So Fajr prayer, there is no sunnah after it. The sunnah is two rak'ahs before Fajr. That's the sunnah of the Fajr prayer. As for praying two rak'ahs after the sunrise, the Prophet ﷺ said, if you make dhikr until the sunrise, then you pray two rak'ahs, you take the reward of umrah or hajj. Perfect Umrah, perfect Hajj. But this has nothing to do with the Fajr prayer sunnahs. This is a separate thing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us good understanding of our religion, help us to practice it, and for those who didn't get chance to, for their questions to be answered, inshallah, tomorrow you will have another episode, a new episode with Islam Q&A, but with another guest speakers. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Waleed Basyuni.